This is True News, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God. Mr. Paul Pelosi, husband of Nancy Pelosi, was allegedly beaten with a hammer by a man reportedly looking for the House Speaker. There are unconfirmed reports at this hour that Mr. Pelosi is in brain surgery in the Mark Zuckerberg Hospital in San Francisco. There is no confirmation that Speaker Pelosi has returned to San Francisco to be at the side of her seriously wounded husband. Doc Burkhardt and I have lots of questions about this incident today. Later in today's edition of True News, we will share with you Jim Rickard's warning about Joe Biden's presidential executive order to accelerate the introduction of a central bank digital dollar. So let's start with the Paul Pelosi story that has dominated headlines throughout the day. This is a headline from the Daily Mail. I would say this was published in early afternoon.
Yes.
Here in Florida. Paul Pelosi, 82, is in brain surgery after 2 a.m. hammer attack at his $6 million San Francisco home. Attacker, 42, smashed through glass doors, tried to tie him up and shouted, "Where's Nancy?" before battering his head as FBI investigates. Well, Doc, that headline would shock anybody.
Right.
I mean, if it happened just like that, somebody smashed through the doors at 2 a.m. with a hammer, Mr. Pelosi apparently in bed, beating him on the head with his hammer. Where's your wife? I mean, it's a horrible attack.
Right.
For anybody. I mean, a lot of citizens endure this every day in cities managed by Democrat mayors where they don't do anything about criminals and they allow them to be released and run around on the streets.
Without bail?
Without bail. It's a horrible thing. Crime is horrible. Nobody should be attacked.
Nobody. I agree. Absolutely.
You should be safe in your home, including Mr. and Mrs. Pelosi. Absolutely. But Doc, the moment I heard this story, the moment I first saw the headlines, I immediately began, what I always do in situations like this, I've learned this over the years, move quickly and go to the local news sources as fast as you can.
Yes.
And get as much information as you can from the local TV stations and local reporters before the internet is cleaned up.
Right. And that's more and more true now than it was even a year ago.
Oh, yes.
Because they move quick to
sanitize,
modify
it,
and change the stories.
And to sanitize it. Okay? So I started to see discrepancies. Now, I understand that in stories like this, news outlets are rushing to get something in print, get something on the air as fast as they can.
Right, and there's a lot of competition out in that market. Right. So many media outlets, yes, they want to be out there with the, yes, first story.
Yes, but when you monitor stories like this, you see discrepancies.
Yes.
One outlet is reporting one thing, another outlet is reporting something else. For example, House Speaker Pelosi, her office this morning put out a statement that said her husband had been attacked, but he was recovering well.
Yes.
Well, by the afternoon, he's in brain surgery.
Right.
Well, which one is it? Did not Mrs. Pelosi know the condition of her husband when they put out the statement? Did somebody tell Mrs. Pelosi, he's okay, he's going to be all right? We took him to the hospital, we're checking him out. He's going to be okay, he's going to recover.
Get a statement out.
Get a statement out. Nobody said to her, this is serious. The injuries are extensive, and he's going to have to go into brain surgery. Because ABC News was reporting later in the day, extensive injuries. But nobody told Mrs. Pelosi in the morning that her husband was in serious condition? These are the kind of things I see. I'm wondering, either people aren't getting their facts straight,
Or they're getting their lies
They're getting their lies messed up. Okay, twisted. They're getting their lies twisted. They can't go with the same story. So let's look at this. I want to read two quotes. I want Dr. to read two quotes from the Daily Mail article. Now, this came out later in the day. They identified the suspect this afternoon.
David DePepe. And so David DePepe supposedly entered the Pelosi residence through a sliding glass door at the back of the house. Aerial footage showed broken panes of smashed glass at a door to their home. By the way, those aerial photos did not show a sliding door. His target was Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Instead, DePepe found her husband of 59 years. He confronted Paul Pelosi, yelling, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" DePepe tried to tie up Paul Pelosi until Nancy got home. When police arrived, the suspect told them, "We're waiting for Nancy," CNN reported.
Okay, let's just stop. Let's just stop right there. Let's go through this line by line, and we'll assume that the Daily Mail has their facts correct. Okay.
So,
Mr. DePepe broke the glass of the sliding glass door and entered the home sometime after 2 a.m. He's looking for Nancy Pelosi. She's not there. He finds Mr. Pelosi. Where was Mr. Pelosi at this hour? Was he in bed? Was he watching television? What was he doing? I mean, these are questions that a police officer would ask.
Right.
Certainly Colombo would ask these questions. Where was he? Where were you, Mr. Pelosi, when the man came through the door? What were you doing at the time? Where did you first encounter the assailant? Did he come into your bedroom? Did you meet him in the living room? Tell us exactly what happened. Now, you might be saying, well, he's got brain damage. He doesn't know. Well, tell me who heard the man shout, "Where is Nancy? Where is Nancy?" Who told the police that's what he said?
Correct, Rick. And who said that DePepe, you know, was searching for, you know, Nancy Pelosi? Who recorded this? Who relayed this information later on?
Apparently,
it wasn't David DePepe.
Well, apparently it was Paul Pelosi on a stretcher with his brains beat out because he's in brain surgery right now. And apparently he told the police, he came through the door, he said, "Where's my wife? You know, where's Nancy? Where's Nancy?" I'm assuming, because I don't think the police have said this.
No, I don't think so either.
Where did the media get it before the police? Where did the media get this information before the police said anything?
And apparently, Mr. Pelosi got tied up by David DePepe.
Okay, so what kind of rope did he have?
Was it nylon rope, fishing rope, twine? What was it?
And what did he tie him to? Was he tied to a chair? Did he just tie his hands behind his back? Did he tie his feet? It said he tried to tie him up. Well, if he tried, and that means he didn't succeed. So what happened? Was there a scuffle? When did this scuffle begin? Because the first report I saw, the police said, this was a local TV station in San Francisco, police said the incident happened sometime between 12 a.m. and 2:30.
Yes.
2.5 hours? They didn't know when it happened? Then later it got narrowed down to 2:27 a.m.
Well, at least that's when a call was made.
No, there was no call made.
Well, the police did a priority check.
No. Let's go on. Let's read the next quote.
Okay, so San Francisco Police Chief William Scott indicated there was some type of confrontation between the two men involving a hammer. But it was unclear who the hammer belonged to, if DePepe brought it with him or if Paul Pelosi had it for defensive reasons. Scott said when his officers entered the home, they observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect both holding a hammer. The suspect pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. Our officers immediately tackled the suspect, disarmed him, took him into custody, requested emergency backup, and rendered medical aid.
Okay, there's so much in this paragraph. Wow. The police entered the home at 2:27 a.m. They found Paul Pelosi and Mr. DePepe, each of them holding a hammer.
Not each one with a hammer, but holding a single hammer.
Were they fighting over the hammer? Was there a struggle to get control of the hammer? Or were they just standing there holding a hammer? What was going... See, that sentence does not make sense. They found both men holding a hammer. They didn't say, we found Mr. Pelosi engaged in a fight for his life with a violent attacker.
With a hammer.
With a hammer, trying to strike him as Mr. Pelosi struggled with him to take the hammer out of his hands. That's not what they found. They found them holding a hammer. The statement is odd. It's a very odd statement. Then let's go back up to the screen and we'll see what the next thing that, okay, so they don't know who owned the hammer. Did DePepe bring the hammer or did Paul Pelosi have a hammer under his pillow? Which one had the hammer? Chief Scott said when the officers entered the home, they observed Mr. Pelosi and the suspect holding a hammer. Now listen to this. The suspect, DePepe, pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently assaulted him with it. The officers immediately tackled the suspect. So the beating took place in the presence of the police officers.
Don't miss that.
Let me say this again. Apparently, Paul Pelosi had not been beaten before the police officers arrived, because the chief said he was struck with the hammer in the presence of the police officers.
And with all the detailed information that we had of what occurred before the police arrived, that DePepe was searching through the house,
yelling, DePepe, where's Nancy?
Yelling, where's Nancy? Tried to tie up Paul Pelosi. We have all that detail, but we don't have anything saying, and he beat Paul Pelosi with a hammer.
Right, so nowhere do they say when they entered the house, Paul Pelosi was covered in blood. He had been beaten savagely, covered in blood. He's struggling with the assailant, trying to get the hammer away from him.
Not at all.
Running down his face. His skull is cracked. No, he got beat in the presence of the police officers who apparently stood there for a while and allowed the man to beat Pelosi. Doc.
It's weird.
If you were a police officer and you go to the house of the Speaker of the House of Representatives at 2:27 a.m.
The third highest political position in the United States.
There's a man in the house. We don't know, in the living room, in the kitchen, in the bedroom. We don't know. Nobody's told us. There's a man in there with a hammer. Now, apparently, he has not hit the husband of the speaker yet. But in your presence, he grabs the hammer and starts pounding the husband of the Speaker of the House. You're a police officer. Would you not taser this guy? Would you not? I understand you didn't shoot him. Would you not taser him?
Something. Instead, it says they tackled him.
They taser kids. They taser kids. In Israel, they shoot kids. But they didn't do anything here. They tackled the guy, and the guy's still beating the husband of the House Speaker? How many strikes did he lay on Mr. Pelosi's head before the officers got to him? How far away were they? Were they way over on the other side of the room saying, put that hammer down? How close were they? How much distance between the police officers and DePepe?
A lot of these questions, you know, are not going to be answered at all, are they?
Because they weren't answered in Pelosi's car wreck incident either.
Right.
There were a lot of questions there, too. What was he doing out there that hour?
And they hired a firm, and this is true, Rick. They hired a firm, what's called a crisis media firm,
right,
to work that mess.
That's right.
I think it's already active in this situation, too.
Well, we're not done with this. This gets even weirder. Just wait. Okay, so the next story, this is KTLA television. Suspect shouted, "Where is Nancy?" in attack on Pelosi's husband. Okay, no new information there. But let's read the quote from this report.
All right, so San Francisco Police Chief William Scott announced during a press conference Friday that 42-year-old David DePepe is the suspect arrested in the beating of Paul Pelosi, the husband of Speaker of the House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi, in their San Francisco home. The motive for the attack is still being determined, Scott said. DePepe is being booked on charges of attempted homicide, burglary, elder abuse, and several additional felonies.
Okay, get ready. Here it comes. Here's the weird part.
Now, DePepe was found in the residence by San Francisco Police Department officers during a wellness check, Scott said. Both he and Mr. Pelosi were taken to the hospital.
Whoa, wait a minute. San Francisco Police Department officers just did a routine wellness check at 2:27 a.m. at the Pelosi residence. That's what I'm supposed to believe. That these officers came to work, say they started the midnight shift. And the precinct captain said, "You, Jones, you, Smith, tonight you go over to Pelosi's house and do a wellness check. Try to be there by 2:30. Okay, we'll do it. We'll visit the Pelosi home, make sure everybody's okay." Really? Are you telling me nobody called 911? Because I thought about this, Doc. I thought,
you know what?
Wait a minute.
There is no mention of that, is there?
There is none, and I was thinking about it. This is how I got to this wellness check discovery. I kept trying to find, when did Pelosi call 911?
Or anybody?
Well, okay, so I'm assuming Pelosi did. Okay, that he's struggling with this guy. The guy's got a hammer. He's hitting Pelosi on his shoulder and head. And Pelosi's got his iPhone, and he's dialing 911. "Hey, this is Paul Pelosi. I'm under attack. There's a man here saying, 'Where's Nancy? He's hitting me with a hammer. Please come quickly.'" No, there was no 911. Well, maybe the neighbors heard Paul Pelosi screaming, "Help, help, I'm being hit with a hammer, help." No. The police did a routine wellness check at 2:27 a.m. Something's weird about this story.
I just assumed a call was made.
No, they did a wellness check.
Oh, my goodness. Well, then.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I'll let you take it. Because that only means a couple things.
Well, if somebody thought something was wrong with Paul Pelosi and they asked the police to do a wellness check, then somebody called 911.
Or called the police.
Well, they had to call 911 to get to the police. They don't do a direct call, Doc. You call 911. They had to call 911 and say, "You know, I think Nancy's away and Paul is there by himself. He's 82 years old. You know, it might be good to just go over there right now and check on him." And so the police, they're just driving a cruiser over there. They have no idea anything's wrong. We're supposed to believe the story? But if you knew he was being beaten and his life was in danger, you wouldn't request a wellness check. No. You would request a SWAT team.
Yes.
911. I live next door to the Pelosi's. There's a man in there right now. He broke open the window, the door. He's hitting Paul Pelosi with a hammer. Please help him, help him. I want to hear the call.
There was no call.
There was no call to 911. Let's hear the 911 call. "Hello, police. Yes, I think it's time to do a wellness check at the Pelosi home. Bye." Let's hear the calls. Who requested the wellness check? Was Nancy away? Was she looking at surveillance cameras in her house and she saw a stranger with her husband at 2:00 in the morning? Did she call the police and say, "I think you should ride over to my house and just see who this man is"? Maybe there's something more to the relationship with Pelosi and this man. Something's odd. Who was somebody looking at surveillance cameras and saying,
"You should go over there.
Somebody should go over and see what's going on. There's a stranger in the house." But you wouldn't do a wellness check, would you? Doc, if your dad is passed away, but if you looked on surveillance cameras, if you had an app and your dad knew that you had access to the cameras and you're, right. "Hey, Dad, I'm checking up on you. You know, from time to time, I'm just going to look in your house, see how you're doing." And you opened your phone up and you looked at your father's house at 2:27 in the morning.
And there's a stranger.
There's a stranger in there with a hammer.
I'm not going to request a wellness check. I'm going to request the sheriff.
You're going to call 911. "Please get over to my father's house right away. There's a stranger in his house with a hammer. I don't know who this man is. I don't know what he's doing." Okay. Don't expect the news media to ask these questions. They don't ask questions. They just smear. They smear the people who ask questions. I'm the one who will be attacked for asking the questions. If there's a logical explanation for these questions,
let's hear it.
Then let's hear it, and the case is closed.